Hello and welcome back to Small Talk. We've got a great episode ahead as we speak with a pair from Augsburg. I'm your host, Katie Mucci. Each week on this show, we highlight the past and present of Division III, with both current and former student athletes joining to talk about their experiences, their favorite on-campus spots, the craziest road trip stories, and more. This week, we've got Bree Van Well, a current member of the women's volleyball team, and Jalen Art, a former member of the squad. The two talk about why they love Augsburg. Their favorite memories from the van rides, the future of D3, and more. Thanks for joining this week. Now it's time for some small talk.
My name is Bree. I am a current member of the women's Augsburg volleyball team.
My name is Jalen Arndt, and I'm a former volleyball, Augsburg volleyball player. I graduated in 2017, and currently I am the Associate Director of Social here at the NCAA.
Thank you both so much for joining us this week. I'm really excited to chat. Obviously, Jalen is a coworker over here at the NCAA, so happy she could hop in on this episode and give her experience, and she's had a well-rounded experience now at the NCAA. So thank you both for being here. Excited to chat with you today. The first thing we'll talk about is on-campus life. So one thing that's been fun through the different generations we've had on this podcast and everything is hearing how the on-campus hangout spots have changed, the spots around campus to grab dinner with your fam, how that has all changed over the years. So Bree, I'm going to have you start this one too. What are those favorite spots that you and your teammates are hanging out when you're on campus, whether it's coffee shops, restaurants, student unions, things like that? Like, what are the main spots that you guys go to?
I'd probably say my favorite spot right now, especially with like having early lifts in the morning in the spring and everything like that, is I'm always at Stein's. I'm sure that hasn't changed much. I always get food after there, and it's just like such a big hub because our like dining center is in there. So everyone's always walking through, and I always like find other athletes and people to talk to. But usually it's like me and a few other girls like after lift if we don't have class for a few hours. We just go sit, do homework, eat a little bit, chat it up, and then find our way to class. But other than that, like off campus, I live over in like the Como area, kind of where all like the student athletes live. And me and some of my teammates love to go to Momo Sushi. I don't know if you've been there, Jalen, but it's really good if you want to try it. They have good sushi, good hibachi. That's probably like my favorite local place that I found like in the cities.
I love it. Of course, Einstein's, that was our jam after morning lifts. We would always go there too. They have a secret menu. I don't know if they still do, but you have to become friends with the workers, and a lot of them are like either former or current student athletes, or just people who attend Augsburg. But there's a secret menu. There's a bomb like ice, like white chocolate mocha mixed drink, fire. Probably not the healthiest, so maybe get it after a lift. And then yeah, everyone would always just like, there's high traffic, so you could just see everyone there. Football used to always have to have like a breakfast sign-in sheet, so I remember we'd always be crossing paths there. And then on campus, the hidden gem was Naboo, I don't even remember what it was called anymore. But we used to, like, it was like, oh, you have to use your points to eat over there. So it was like, who has enough points? And I lived off campus. I lived in Minnehaha. So, like, basically the second dorm just across the street, but it wasn't a dorm. and I would be like, okay, I need to find a freshman, like, who has some points that they can give me because I need those chicken tenders. Outside, gosh, where else? I would say like Pizza Luce was always one. We would always go to, gosh, where else? What's like the bar food place, like Corner Bar. That was like our jam. Like they have the best chicken wings. So we would always go there, and like our parents would go there before games and stuff too. So that was kind of our little circle.
I feel like you'd be surprised to see how Nabs looks now. They did like a complete redo this year. So there's no more like burrito bowls, none of that. It's all like burgers, chicken sandwiches, completely did it over. So I don't feel like it's as popular as it was before, but definitely still good. They have sushi every Tuesday.
What? That is new. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That was like, if you had like a night class, it was always like you got to race over there to grab your little to-go box and get up out of there. But that was a jam. And it was right by the bookstore, so you could always like see kind of what the new stuff was. Is the bookstore still over there? Did they
Oh
move
yeah,
that?
definitely. I've been there way too many times. So I had to
Yes.
stop getting stuff from there and start just ordering from our like team store, like where I got
Yes.
like all this stuff. Because my mom was like, stop putting money on your tuition account for all your
Facts.
clothes.
All right, so those sound like some good places around campus, but let's talk about the spots. So the family comes to town, you're not running on a college kid budget. What are those the spots that you're like, you know what, we have to go to this restaurant tonight because I am not the one paying? Either of you can answer that if you have one in mind.
I feel like I'm going to, well, usually this probably isn't like super local, but I go to St. Paul because my sister worked at La Grolla on Selby. Super fancy Italian food. So I'm always down for a chance to go there for some free food because it's definitely not cheap. But if I'm staying in Minneapolis, I'm probably going to Red Cow, Red Rabbit, because those are fan favorites, obviously. Can't go wrong there.
Oh
But it
man,
doesn't happen
yeah.
often.
Red Cow, Red Rabbit, that's for sure. I would say like in Uptown, Wakame, sushi, I would for sure go there. And then if I'm staying like local, like I grew up in South Minneapolis, but like Matt's Bar, cash only, home of the Juicy Lucy. It's not super expensive, but there's always a line. And if I'm going back home to Minneapolis, I like know I have to get a Juicy Lucy.
There you go. Gotta get the classics. So now let's hit the road. Let's talk about your travel a little bit. So you guys aren't too far removed, so I assume the travel is pretty similar. We've had some episodes where the people are like 30 years apart and they were driving their own team buses. So I'm hoping, Jalen, you are not at the wheel. No offense to your driving skills, but I'm hoping that you are not at the wheel of your bus. I see you shaking your head. So sounds like no.
No, we were not. I can take this one first, but we
Yeah.
had two vans, and it was like the Augie vans, and Jane would drive one and Jen Jacobs would drive the other. We were in Jen's car because we had two different vibes on the team. It was like the vibe who wants to jam out and like we're rapping in the car, we're singing, we're dancing, and the other car might be doing some homework or maybe just like more lo-fi vibes, like chill. Which is totally fine. And we just drove everywhere. We would get like a bigger bus when we would drive to like the schools that were further away. But otherwise, we rock and rolled in those Audi vans. It was super fun. And I was always in charge of the aux cord in mine. So that was pretty fun. I guess I had a lot of pressure to see what people wanted to listen to or play. And then there was one, it's at like Gustavus or someone has a roundabout. And like, I just always remember it. We would go around the roundabout, but you got to hit it twice. You got to hit the roundabout twice. You can't go just once. So that was kind of our thing. And then we had a rollout song and it was called Move Blank. You know the song. That was what we would jam out to, rolling up to wherever we were playing. So hopefully, maybe those traditions still live on.
I've heard the stories about that song, and the roundabout and everything. There might be a roundabout in Gustavus. I haven't been there in a minute, but I do know there is one in St. Olaf because when we went there last year and we beat them, that's what we played on our way out. So that was always fun. And now it's the same thing. We still have our fun Augie vans. We did get a new one recently, so that one's a little bit fancier. But so that's one that I always pick because I want to be in the fancy van because that one has like the good aux, and I'm always in charge of aux too. So I feel you on that one. I have to make sure that everybody is on the same page. But also, if I'm on aux and everyone's making me go on aux, it's whatever I want to listen to. So I'm also in charge of the music like in the gym, like for game days and everything. So I feel like everyone trusts me on what it's going to be in the vans, but it mixes up every single time. But now Co's rocking the van, our GAs are rocking the van, and you know what? I'll go wherever. But yeah, that's about it. We took a bus a little bit more this year than we usually do, which I was surprised by. We got one for like St. Mary's Obviously, you always get one when you go up to Concordia, Moorhead, because that's like a 4-hour drive. But we got it a few more times, and it was like the nice fancy coach buses. And I was like, I feel very bougie right now.
I feel honored to be in the presence of two Oxcord people, because that's a big honor to give someone, is to let them pick the music. So not too bad. So you mentioned some maybe some longer rides where you had to get in the bus, but did you brief for your time? Have you had any flights or any longer trips or vacation-y type trips? I know, Jay, when I was looking at your bio, it looks like you guys might have gone to Nicaragua. Is that correct? So I'll let you hit on that after. But Bree, anything? I saw your face, so I'm assuming no trips like that. What about, so Bree, anything?
We are taking, luckily I'm taking a fifth year. I was supposed to take my international trip my sophomore year, I think, and just because of circumstances, it got pushed back. So next year we're taking our international trip. But since I won't be a student anymore, I just kind of get to go for fun. So I'm really excited about that. Don't know where we're going yet, so I wish I knew, but we haven't decided. Besides that, we still do, at least I'm assuming that this is like a tradition, is that we take a trip at the beginning of the year. It's always like our first four games is like a tournament out of state. So I've gone to Michigan, super fun. It was actually one of my favorites, so it doesn't sound like it would be super fun, but it is. We went to Austin, Texas, and then this last fall we went to Pennsylvania. So that was fun. All places that I haven't been, and they're all very different vibes, but they've all been like fun in their own unique ways. Really cool to always see, like, we always go out to eat somewhere there or go on like a specific like excursion that's like specific to the state. So I feel like that's always fun.
Any favorite excursions from those trips?
This last trip in Pennsylvania, I don't go to the East Coast all that often, so I was really excited. We did get to go to New Jersey on like our first day there. So we drove up to this like pier and like beach. So we got to go swimming in the ocean like the first day that we got there, like before we even went back to our hotels. And then when we got to Pennsylvania, we went to the city and we did like a scavenger hunt and went to their like local market and everybody got like a Philly cheesesteak. So that was probably my highlight from this year. That was really fun.
That's awesome. Jay, so you had Nicaragua. Any other? Well, I guess talk about Nicaragua. How was that trip? What was that like?
Yeah, so during my 4 years, we still did a flight within the US. So I went to Denver, Boston, and I can't remember the other one. Oh, we went to Texas 1 year. And those were really, really fun. Got to still add something, and that was like local. Like, I know we went and like ran around Harvard for a while when we were out in Boston, so that was cool. And then Nicaragua, we knew we were planning to do an international trip, so we had to fundraise for that trip. And it was really funny because for me, I was like, I'm fundraising every dime because I had no money. And so we did a bunch of like camps, obviously, and you could, whatever you work, you could help fundraise for that trip, which was great. And that trip was so fun. I mean, there's so many stories there. Like one of my teammates, great friend Justine, forgot her passport, so she had to fly out the day after us. We got to go on a catamaran. We played the national team down there, and it's very different volleyball. They play on cement, and so that was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to dive. We did community service, and we went to local communities and schools. We learned how to surf 1 day. Gosh, what else? I mean, it was just a really good like team bonding experience for us, to be honest. And we did a lot of prep work leading up to it because with the international trip, we were able to host like practices in the summertime too. So it was just cool for all of us to reconnect earlier, and that really made us stronger in season. So that whole trip, and for some people, that was their first time ever going international, which also opened up eyes for me. And I studied abroad in Australia because of that trip, because I was like, oh, I know I can do it. Like, I feel confident. Like, I just went with my team. Now I can go study abroad. So it was really fun. And that catamaran, yeah, that was to go down in history for sure.
Well, they have big standards to live up to, Brie, I think, for your international trip this year. So now you know what it was like for that one. Let's talk about academics, the student part of student athlete. So, Jalen, what was your major when you were in school?
I went into Augie and I was like, I'm going to be a dermatologist. And I signed up for bio and chem my fall semester in season. And I was like, whoo, I was like, Jane, I don't think I can do this. I was taking flashcards in the fun van, and it was really hard to study in the fun van. And it just wasn't going to work for me. So I switched my major. I majored in marketing, minored in psych. And it was very unique at the time, but my psychology professor, she was the one who like encouraged me because I was really enjoying my like intro to psych classes. And she was like, you should combine with marketing because you have to understand people to sell to them or to market to them or whatever. But now full circle, I'm in social media marketing, I guess you could say. So it does come around, but at that time that was a very like weird combo, but I hear about more people doing it. So it was fun.
Very cool. And Bree, what's your major? Are you starting grad school or are you undergrad still?
I am still going to be an undergrad. I
Okay.
have been told since I was a first year, I had Jane and Co. like shoving down my throat, like leave a class, like leave like 2 credit class. So you can take your 5th year and you won't have to pay that much money. So I did it, and I only have to take one class in the fall, which is kind of crazy to get to like play a full season on like one class one day a week. I'm excited about it. Because similarly, I am a bio major with a chem minor. So it might have been just because I got to do my first classes online. So maybe that's why I was able to stick it through on that first semester, because those intro classes are not easy and they're meant to weed out people. So I guess I was lucky that I was online, because who knows, I might not still be taking these classes. But yeah, it's definitely not easy. But I think these like last couple years, since I've been able to like pursue more of like the bio, since I finished my chem minor last year, and I never even wanted to have a chem minor. I just wanted to be bio. But now that I've been able to take like upper level bio classes, it's been a little bit easier for me to like comprehend compared to being forced to take some stuff that doesn't really click so easily.
Makes sense. The question that every college student hates to be asked, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Do you know what you want to do with that major, or do you have career plans in mind?
Yeah, I have some far off career plans. So obviously, I have to take this gap year because of my 5th year. But I plan to go to PA school, the physician's assistant. There's only like 3 offered programs in Minnesota, and Augsburg is one of them. But I'm hoping to move out of state because I'm ready to get out of here for a little bit. But I'll probably have to take a gap year or so before I get all my hours to be able to apply to go to them. And they're very competitive, so I want to make sure I'm kind of ready to
That's
be there
awesome.
first.
That's awesome. Well, best of luck with that. And since you're still in the thick of your academic journey there, have you had a favorite class or professor during your time?
I have had a few. I do have to give a big shout out to Dr. Wenzel in the chemistry department, because he somehow made me interested in chemistry, and that's not very easy to do. And he was the one that was like, you're able, because usually you only have to take like a semester and a half of chemistry as a bio major. And he convinced me to take 3 full years of chemistry just to get the minor. But I'm very thankful I get to do research with him this summer for my Augsburg experience. So that'll be fun to be able to stick it out with him. But I also have a bio professor, Jason Tan, and I literally only had him for one semester, but he was actually every sport's biggest fan. So if you were in his class and you played a sport, he would even put it on like my what are those like cards that have like the multiple choice things on them? And they like have your name on them already. He would put like Brianna V-Ball Van Well like on my name card. And he did like nicknames for all the kids in class, but then he would like come to my games and like make me little signs. And I really enjoyed that class, so I was thankful about that one too.
That's awesome. Jay, you're a few years removed, but anyone who stands out to you from your experience?
Absolutely. Lori Lohman was my marketing professor, and we'd always call her LLL because that's how she would sign her emails. And She was just awesome. I had her my last 2 years at Augsburg. And then when I went to Augustana, when I was a volleyball GA, I actually went and I graduated from there. She asked me to come speak to her class. And that was really cool because that was when a lot of new construction at Augsburg happened. So I got to go into like the new building and see everyone. And then my first year at the NCAA, we actually stayed in contact and she had her students do their marketing project on the NCAA and presented that to the social team here at the NCAA. So that was just kind of a cool full circle. We are Facebook friends, so and we're LinkedIn friends. So it's just cool to see post, being a student and having that professor relationship, like it coming back to you and being able to give back to a class that helped you in so many ways. Like I remember that marketing project and how stressful it was in the moment and trying to find like a company or organization to do it on. And so to be able to help provide different resources for those students, that was very fulfilling.
Awesome. So now we are going to get into some story time. So the first thing I'll have you both share is your funniest or craziest, but appropriate story for this podcast. So Jay, I'll let you kick this one off and then Brie, you can follow.
Oh, this one's tough. From volleyball specifically, or does it matter? Probably volleyball.
Yeah, volleyball.
I mean, for me, like the funniest times for us was before the game. So we got our locker room like redone during my 4 years there. And there's this beautiful, like the logos at the top of the ceiling in the locker room. And it's all the vibes. We have a huge flat screen TV. We would play all the fun music and we're just dancing and we're just kind of waiting for pregame warm up and coaches would always come in and give us, the little pep talk, whatever. And we're just goofing off, having a good time. And our head coach Jane comes in and starts dancing and we're losing it because like she never like danced in front of us or like whatever. So it was just so fun. And again, just shows like that relationship that Jane had with us. And we went out and definitely played for her. And then on top of that, like the coaches, like Jen Jacobs is always my girl. I went and was a volleyball GA with her at Augustana and in the fun van my first year. The whole reason why we have that Move Blank song as our theme song, because we were rolling up to St. Thomas and Jen was driving the car and Jane used to drive the car. And we were like, Jen, we don't know if you can handle the fun van. Like, we just don't know. And I was like, we're playing this song. And I remember I played it, and a verse comes on, and I turn to her, and she knows every single word and is going in. And I was like, you can never leave the fun van. Like, you have to drive the fun van every time. And it just, those moments there, like it just shows the culture and the community that Augsburg volleyball has and still has. So it was really fun, and now to hear that tradition still live on, I mean that's huge.
Brie, how about you? What are some memories you've got?
So I think it's funny because also some of my favorites are dancing under the Augie light in the locker room. Glad to know that it started right when you got the locker room. They did mess up our audio, so those speakers don't work right now. And I've been trying to get it fixed because we didn't have it this whole last year, but I've been here long enough that I've been dancing under that Augie light for a few years now. And I think one of my favorite memories was, I want to say it was last year, and Karina had just graduated. And we listened to Bohemian Rhapsody, which you probably wouldn't think would be like your song to listen to before game days, but it was always a song we listened to like right before we were going to walk out. And there was a specific part of the song that has like a, it's just like instrumental, but someone would go and like flicker the lights, and Karina was always the one that would be like, she would run around the circle and like headbang at you and all this. And it was just like the best part of the song, and everyone was looking forward to it. But then she was gone, and all of us upperclassmen were like freaking out. We were like, who's gonna do it? Like, we can't not do it because it's not gonna feel right. And we agreed that my one teammate, Marie, was gonna do it. which is so out of the ordinary for her too, because she does not like go, didn't think that she was like that at the time. But it gets to that part of the song, and all of a sudden the door comes busting open and Karina comes running through because she was helping assistant coach for us, but we didn't think that she was going to come in there. So she comes running through, all the coaches are in there, and everyone's just like headbanging to this part of the song. And there's actually a video of it like on our Instagram. I think it's like way back there, but that's one of my favorites for sure, I have to say.
It's so fun. It seems like every time I ask that question, the memories are always like the most maybe small things, like nothing huge. Sometimes there are, but a lot of time it's just a quick moment or something like that. But it always obviously is one of the most fun things to look back on. So those were kind of funny or crazy, but let's talk about just favorite memories. So something that means a lot to you when you look back at your experience so far. So Brie, I'll stick with you first.
Can I do like one volleyball and like one non-volleyball related
Sure.
one? So for volleyball, I probably have a few that come from just like big games and things like that. But my biggest one is probably playing Calvin in Michigan. So it was like my first game that I ever got to play, because my freshman year doesn't count. I don't like them to count. So it was my first time like traveling and first game of the season, and Calvin was ranked like number two, and I like had no idea like what rankings meant or like what anything meant. Everyone was just telling me like how good they were, da, da, da. And they have this like big arena, and I'd never played in a place like that. It was like almost like one of like a bowl almost, so there was just seating everywhere, and it was just crazy. They had like a huge student section, and we were expected to lose obviously, and I actually got to play as a sophomore, and I was really excited. I had a really good game, and us winning was just like so crazy. And I feel like that was like my first like taste of what it felt to like upset people and just like have big wins and what it meant to like play at this level and like how competitive it could be. So I think I just got really excited in that moment. I don't know, it was a high that I've been kind of like chasing since then. I guess I've had a few moments, but it was really cool. But besides that, if it's not in the gym with big wins like that, I feel like a lot of my favorite memories probably just come from going to like other sports games. Hockey's a big one. Battle of the Burgs, always a fun thing to go to. That was at home this year. But I feel like bonding with your teammates like before and after, and just like in the moment, like supporting other teams during their big games, I feel like I have a lot of like really good memories coming from those too.
Jalen, how about you?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean about like that high of when you're playing those really big teams or ranked teams. My favorite memories, honestly, I mean, we went to nationals a handful of times while during my 4 years there. We went undefeated my senior year. And those moments, like, they were everything. We just had such a good team, and we were not only teammates, but we were friends. Like, we were family, and we just worked really hard for each other during those moments. So I would say, like, when we won the conference tournament and like went undefeated, it was like, oh my God, we could do this. We didn't, we did not win nationals, but going undefeated, like making history is crazy to me. And then I would say, like, those moments leading up, like, we created traditions in the sense of like, before every game, I remember like during those 2 years when I was a captain my senior year, is we would always be like, Jay, what'd you hear? What'd you hear, Jay? Like, tell us. And then I would let them know, like, well, I heard that so-and-so, like, they were saying the Aggies weren't going to win. The winning streak is over. And, like, just to stir up some, you know, a little competition fun. And that was just, it was humor. And then we started this, like, eat or starve mentality. And it was, like, the cheer that we would do afterwards. It was the hootie hoo. It was all of those things. And just seeing it come together at the end of the season, I mean, to end a season like that was, especially on a career, my career ending, like, that was so cool. My other favorite memories moments are the 6 a.m. lift with Adam, like, you know, walking across campus in negative degree weather, The dome is frozen. Now we're inside. We're running around. We're half asleep. In the moment, it wasn't fun, but looking back, we could have good banter with each other and laugh at that. I would say even just outside of volleyball, like I broke my ankle my freshman year. So to go from starting to not playing was really hard on me mentally. But my coaches, the athletic trainers, like everyone really supported me throughout my time and got me back better mentally and like personally. And I think honestly, it made me a better person because I had to see the game from a different lens, like seeing the game from the bench and was very different for me. And it was very hard for me. I think you go into that phase of everyone was the star player in high school and you get to college and you're around a lot of other stars. And so how can you still be supportive and be a good teammate, but also know yourself and know your weaknesses and know your strengths to continue to push to get better instead of just walk away. So that was huge for me from just like a life perspective. But I mean, I can go on and on. Like I owe Augsburg my life. Like they opened up so many doors for me, Jane, Co, Jen, like, to this day, we still have group texts. We still have memories that pop up. And it's like, oh, remember this, remember that. Like, we're still so close. And you're an alumni. You're part of the team forever. And I know we just got a new head coach. And that's not going to change, like, the community or anything moving forward.
I love that. So I guess before we get into wrapping it up and just talking about Division III, I always really enjoy hearing everyone's, like, journey to the school they went to. So Jay, you mentioned that you're always part of the Augsburg family. What was your story? How did you decide to even go to Augsburg in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, when I look back when like high school Jay, I was surrounded by a lot of other athletes and they were like, gotta go D1. And honestly, I didn't have a lot of D1 looks. I had some D2 looks. But to me, it was all about the fit, like what felt like home to me. And my recruiting visit at Augsburg did it for me. Like Jen Jacobs was recruiting me since I was 16. Like she would come to all of my high school games and I always saw her in the crowd at my JO games. And then when I went on, I was doing multiple recruiting trips, like some for volleyball and some just, I was like, oh, maybe I don't want to play in college. I don't know. And then when I went to Augsburg and I got to stay with Colleen, like Colleen and Bear hosted me. And that was it. Like, I was like, oh yeah, like they're super fun. Just the campus vibe of being able to walk on campus. And I saw the volleyball team, literally everyone says hi to everyone, like athlete or non-athlete, everyone holds the door for people. Everyone's saying, thank you. Your professors know who you are. Like, those were things to me that I knew I needed to be successful. And then I also knew like sport couldn't be just my life. Like I needed something else. And I always have been, my name's Jalen Art. I'm the volleyball player. Like, tell us what you did this summer. I did volleyball. Like that's what I did. And when I got to college, I got to find other things that I enjoyed. And D3 gave me that experience. Like I got to go study abroad for a whole semester. And that was something I always wanted to do. Like, I got to travel, like play in Nicaragua. Like those are experiences that I would have never had if I'd gone somewhere else, or I could have, but it just could have been in a different way. And I think removing myself from being a coach in Division II, it's different. Every level is different. Every level has different opportunities. Every conference has different opportunities. And I will say, like, the way that Augsburg and Jane has created that program is one of a kind and very special, not only in the D3 community, but other divisions know about the Augsburg volleyball community. And I think that just holds weight. And long story short, that's ultimately why I chose it.
I love it. And Bree, how about you? What brought you to Augsburg?
I feel like I'm kind of in a similar boat there. I did talk about before we started here that I committed to Augsburg, I want to say like a week or so before COVID hit. So I am glad that I got it figured out before that happened. But the coaches can attest to this, that I was probably one of the most annoying, if not the worst recruit that they ever had when it comes to them messaging me. I played at M1 and my entire team was like already committed to like D1 schools, D2 schools, and I think there was one other girl that was going D3, but it was just for academics, and it was extremely competitive there. And they just like had this like instilled in my mind that you want to go to like the highest level possible. And I kind of had that set in my mind, just seeing them having been committed to like really good schools. So they had been messaging me multiple times, and I'm just not responding because I was a horrible teenager. Wasn't super responsible. But it came to the point where my mom was like, just go look at it. I was like, she's like, it's right down the road. I was like, it doesn't matter. And just test it out. So I go and I do a just like the basic tour. And I actually had a good time. And I was like, oh, this is actually like really cute. This is back when the Starbucks was right next door. So we got Starbucks, everything like that. And then I got invited back for an overnight, which is similar to what you were saying. We went to a basketball game, and then we just went back to the like volleyball house, and I got to like stay overnight and hang out with the girls for a night. And I was like, yeah, like this is where I want to be. I was like, that was just it. And I didn't talk to any other schools after that. I didn't have to think about it. I committed like the next week once I talked to Jane and everything. But I feel like I was in a similar position that I did want to like go somewhere different. I always expected I was going to go out of state or something like that. But I'm really happy that I ended up here. This community is insane. I'm really thankful that I get to focus on school because I definitely don't think I would be able to make it through some of these classes if I had to be constantly focusing on volleyball, like in and out, fall and spring. And be able to work and kind of have a life outside of volleyball and just be like a part of the community. Cause I have so many friends that are not athletes or people that are on other athletic teams. But if I was so busy all the time, I don't think I would have made those connections. And I think that's actually my favorite part about Augsburg. So.
I would even say too, like jumping on that, like on the recruiting thing, it was funny because when I was a player, I would host recruits too. And I remember my senior year, it was after a season, Jane had a recruit at Einstein's and they were like having breakfast. And she like saw me and she introduced me to the recruit. And then like the recruit asked me, like, why'd you choose Augsburg? And I don't know what it was. I literally looked at Jane and I started crying. And I was like, Augsburg is everything. Like, I was like, why wouldn't you choose Augsburg? And I like literally remember this to this day. And I was like, this recruit probably thinks I'm crazy. And I was like, they're probably not gonna commit now because they're like, why is this chick crying? But that's like how much it really means to you. And then in that moment, I knew my time was ending. So it was so emotional, but it was very interesting to like kind of see myself back. I was like, oh my God, that was me 4 years ago trying to decide. But yeah, that's it's just fun. The recruiting trip stories are always fun to see when someone commits or why.
So did the girl you cried in front of not commit? Did you confirm that
She did not commit. It's not me. I'm not the drama, but she did not commit. But I hope she had
it.
a really good career somewhere else.
They probably didn't cry on her visit. Just kidding. All right, we're gonna wrap it up with just some general D3 stuff. So one thing, and you guys kind of both already answered it, but I'd love to hear if you have anything else to add. Just what does it mean to you to be or to have been a D3 student athlete? And you mentioned, getting to be more involved in your academics and getting to have a bit more of a balance there. But is there anything else for either of you that was meant to you a lot or meant a lot to you about being a D3 student athlete?
I can start. I would say for me, like why Division III, like why being a D3 athlete means so much is not only the student athlete part and that balance, but at Augsburg, the community after I graduated, it wasn't like I graduated and I was just snipped the cord. I'm not with Augsburg anymore. Like the alumni group of the volleyball team is so strong and so invested in helping former or current teammates like get a job, get connected. Like it takes one phone call for someone else to be like, hey, this was an Augsburg volleyball player. Done. Now their name's at the top of the list. So that to me outweighed so much. And I didn't realize the weight of it until I left because those were the people I leaned on during the transitional period of my life from going from this routine. Like I knew every day what I needed to do, when weights were, when class was. So now I'm in the real world trying to find a real job, pay bills, understand like what I want to do when I get older. And I could really lean on that team. And I know I kind of refer to it now, like I still consider the team now, like we're all one team. Like, and I didn't even play with any of the girls now, but I would hope like if I went back to campus and could like say hi to them and all that, like it would just be nothing but love. Like that's how it was when I was there, when other alumni would come through, and just that mutual respect. Like, and that's what I love about being a Division III athlete is the community.
Bree, anything additional for you?
I would like to say, please come back and do the what'd you hear part, because we still do that before every game. And it's always something good. We have like specific people that do it now, but I'm glad to know that you're the one that started it, because that's really entertaining. So come back and do it one time, because I think that'd be fun. That does also get me excited to know that there is like a community waiting for me once I'm out of here, because I am a little bit obviously sad about leaving, but a little bit stressed on like what my life is going to be like, because I've been doing this for so long. And considering my class is literally just me now, so it's a little bit stressful to be kind of like leaving on my own. But I would have to say, besides like the community itself, I think that D3 athletics, they deserve like a little bit more credit than they get all the time. I think that everyone like looks down on D3 sometimes. Like I said, people always think that they can do better and this and that, but I think that D3 is becoming so competitive, and I think they're playing at a level that is, you know, comparable to some D2 schools. And I think that once that starts getting like known, I think that the level of play is just gonna skyrocket in D3. And I'm really excited to see that happen. It kind of already is. I kind of already see that. Like, we've had opportunities to go play D2 schools and we beat them, and it's really exciting. Obviously, it doesn't make everybody happy, but that's what it's about, right? And when it comes to the community and everything, I just can't imagine being anywhere else except my small little D3 school in the middle of Minneapolis. It's just, I like when we go and travel to other schools, I'm like, that's definitely not the place I was meant to be. And I'm just like, I'm really glad that I ended up here and had this specific experience, because like, this is what was meant for me. Coaches always told me, they were like, we knew like when we met you that you were meant to be at Augsburg. And I think that that just shows that they know what type of people that they're looking for. If, you know, you're not just a player, like you're your entirety of a person, because that matters a lot in small communities like this too.
All right, one last question for both of you, and I'm kind of going to ask you to pull out a crystal ball here. So this podcast is part of the 50th anniversary of Division III. It's part of our celebration all year long. We've been doing episodes with former and current student athletes. And we've been asking everyone, you know, when you look at Division III, we're 50 years down, many, many more to come. What do you see, or maybe what do you hope to see for the future of D3? And Jalen, I'll start with you, and then Bree, you can follow up.
Ooh, my crystal ball. I would say with D3, like we've come so far, to be honest, with like the resources, the talent. And I just think the more talent that's produced in Division III is only going to make D2, D1, and the whole student athlete community better. I would love to see, you know, more experiences for Division III in the sense of like the international trips, you know, like the locker room, bells and whistles, like the gear, like with NIL now, like I want to see D3 athletes come out with big NIL deals because they deserve it. And if they're putting themselves out in that community, like I know it's there, it's waiting for them. So my crystal ball is I'm manifesting NIL deals for Division III and just more resources for Division III as a whole. But always going to plug volleyball for sure.
And Bree?
You know, we are getting there. I did, my whole team is almost signed up for this NIL app. So hopefully some deals come running through. I know I'm out the door, but maybe for some girls that are coming up. Yeah, kind of like I said before, I just think that there's like just so much progression that can happen. I know that at Augsburg, we're like very lucky to have a lot of the resources that we have, like including our training room and our locker room and everything, especially as like female athletes as well. But I do, it's like great to see like when the entire locker room got redone for all the other female athletes, like how everyone's faces just like lit up when they finally had a space that they like felt comfortable in and like felt proud of and this and that. So I think that it's like Jalen said, it's really important to make sure that these athletes that just because they're at the D3 level, like they deserve to have all the bells and whistles that everybody else deserves or is getting at the the higher levels. So I'm hoping that that comes around, and I do hope that again it just gets a little bit more recognition because D3 is hard, you know, like it might we do have extra time and everything like that, but it is still just as competitive. We are still working really hard, if not in like a smaller amount of time. So just that's what I'm hoping for in the future.
Perfect. Well, once again, thank you both so much for joining me on this episode. I appreciate the time you took out of your day today to be here, and I love hearing about your experiences. And next time I'm in Minneapolis, I have a whole list of places to go visit. So I'm excited about that too. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you.
To everyone listening, thanks for tuning into this episode of Small Talk. We post new episodes every Thursday. To follow along with everything Division III, you can find us on social media at NCAA D3 or NCAA DIII. Make sure to join the conversation with us all year long by using the hashtag DIII50. Have a great day, and we'll see you for some more small talk next week.